Guardian Flight ends its search for a downed plane crew. The Hainesboro begins a review of its comprehensive plan, and Haines residents plan a march to raise awareness about domestic violence. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Air ambulance company Guardian Flight says it has not been able to find three crew members who died in a crash of the company's plane in Southeast Alaska in January. A statement on the company's website on March 27th says the search for the pilot, flight nurse, and paramedic lost in the January 29th crash is wrapping up. Guardian Flight does plan a helicopter search of the shoreline for any remaining pieces of the aircraft that may have washed ashore. The company's Randy Lyman writes, quote, "This is very disappointing to their families and our entire Guardian Flight team," unquote. The plane was flying from Anchorage to Cake to pick up a patient when it went down in the waters of Frederick Sound. Searchers were able to recover the cockpit voice recorder and other parts of the plane. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. Guardian Flight plans to hold a memorial in Juneau in the next few months. Assembly members often reference the comprehensive plan when discussing decisions that can affect the future of the borough. Over the next 6 months, the Hainesboro will carry out a review of this plan with help from the public. State law requires that municipal governments adopt a comprehensive plan. The document is supposed to identify the community's priorities over the next 10 to 20 years. Hainesboro planner Holly Smith says the borough uses the policies, standards, and goals outlined in the plan to make decisions.
The comprehensive plan is supposed to be used to guide decision-making for zoning and planning. And it's also supposed to help with policy decisions and budget decisions.
For example, when borough staff are reviewing a permit application, they may refer to the comprehensive plan to see if the proposed activity aligns with the community's priorities. However, Smith says that the comprehensive plan is not as straightforward as it could be.
It can be redundant in some areas or contradictory in some of its goals and actions.
This can make it difficult for the municipality to make consistent decisions. That's why the borough works with the public to carry out periodic reviews of the plan. Smith says there are a few things to keep in mind when reviewing each goal outlined in the document.
Is it still relevant, or has this goal either been accomplished through some of the work that the government's done over the last few years, or might it not be relevant because it's no longer important to the community? Maybe something else is important.
Across the canal, Scheinberg Associates is carrying out a rewrite of Skagway's comprehensive plan. Smith says, unlike Skagway, Haines is not carrying out a complete overhaul of its comprehensive plan.
This is not a comprehensive plan rewrite that was done in 2012 in Haines and what is about to happen in Skagway. This is really just a halfway point review.
The Hainesboro Planning Commission is holding a workshop on the comprehensive plan tonight at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Every step counts in the fight against domestic violence. Haines and Clocquan residents will march in solidarity with other Alaska communities this Saturday in the Choose Respect March. The March 30th event will kick off Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is observed in April. KHNS reporter Claire Stremple has more.
There's a couple that say break the silence, but love shouldn't hurt is one of the biggest taglines for...
Samantha Clay and her daughter are painting signs at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall to prepare for the upcoming Choose Respect March. Clay is the project coordinator for the Domestic Violence Prevention Initiatives Grant. She's organizing the march in Haines.
So I'm hoping that this will be a good way to kind of start the conversation up. So I'm trying to find ways that'll promote community participation and discussion in a way that's so respectful. Because violence is so prevalent, you kind of have to go in with the assumption that you're going to have survivors at any event or any gathering that you have.
Other communities throughout the state are marching as well. Governor Sean Parnell started the Choose Respect campaign in 2009 to combat what he called an epidemic of domestic violence in the state. Alaska had the highest rate of sexual assault in the nation at that time. 10 years later, it's still true.
It's a really unfortunate thing. Alaska has the highest rates per capita in the nation. Our rape rate is 2.5 times the national average. Our child sexual assault rate is 6 times the national average. And we have the highest rate of men murdering women in the nation per capita. We also have the lowest population density of any state. So that within and of itself, to have those numbers is very staggering.
Mayor Jan Hill has been involved with Choose Respect marches in Haines since the beginning. She will speak at Saturday's march.
This is a very difficult topic to talk about, and particularly in a small town where everybody knows everybody, which probably makes it even more important that we talk about it. We know it's here. It's like a lot of things. You know about it, but you just turn and look the other way sometimes.
The march had humble beginnings in Haines. She says only 10 people showed up for the first year. But she says every year more people participate. Sometimes onlookers join the march from off the street. One year, she remembers 2 full classrooms marched with them. For a number of years, Haines didn't have a march. The Walker administration moved the Choose Respect campaign out of the governor's office after Parnell's term. Now, the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault runs the Choose Respect campaign. Over 170 communities in Alaska marched at the same time on the same day at the height of the Choose Respect campaign. Now support is more diffuse. Some communities marched earlier this week. Others may march later. But Mayor Hill says every step counts.
My hope is that that this march on Saturday will be the catalyst for future events like this. And I think that if there are 6 people that show up on Saturday, we're going to be 6 powerful people. And we will make our point. And we will make some noise on the street. And we will start working on plans for next year so that this will grow just like it did the last time.
The march will begin at noon on Saturday in the Thor's Fitness parking lot and finish at the Hainesboro Library with speakers and refreshments. Bicycles and dogs on leash are welcome. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel. If you are experiencing domestic violence, you can find help at Becky's Place, a safe house in Haines. In an emergency, call 911 to be connected to the search crisis line.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.